So one of the pshatim of Shetosim Sanhedrin Eitzel Mizbeach to understand why the Sanhedrin sat in the Lishkas Hagozes. Ve'ilam Mishpatim, it connected to Parashas Yisro. And the Yisod is because Mamad Hasina wasn't just the Mamad of Hashem giving the Torah, but the pasuk says V'chol Ha'am Roim Es HaKoyles. Chazal Dashim from there, Roim Es HaKoyles means that they had a re'iyah. What's the inyan of seeing the koilus? The inyan of seeing the koilus is an inyan of it's completely misames. You see the emes shavoy. There's no ein lahara achrov. A tamid chacham, we say eza chacham ha roya. Why does a tamid chacham have to be a roya? L'chayor, we talk about matike shmua. We talk about tamid chacham. We talk about matike shmua. What's the inyan of re'iyah? But the vart is obviously the difference between re'iyah and shmia is the re'iyah is your misames, the emestik. You see it once you see it behedya. When a person learns Torah, he has to see the emestik out of Torah. Mamash, like a bechin of re'iyah. So we made at the Beis HaMikdash was a mokim of re'iyah. People came to the Beis HaMikdash, they brought up the oilus re'iyah, they came to the Beis HaMikdash in Yom Tovim, Kashem Shabbat Liris, Kachba Liris, Asuma Be'achaz Me'ena, was part of an re'iyah, Shanema, he wrote, Kashem Shabbat Liris, Kachba Liris. The whole Indian of the Beis HaMikdash, the whole Indian of the Beis HaMikdash was the Indian of re'iyah. And the Indian of re'iyah is the Indian of seeing the emestikheit. The mile of going to the Beis HaMikdash, you saw the emestikheit of Yiddishkeit. When you see the emestikheit of Yiddishkeit, is you can't batch. You can't batch. So Beis HaMikdash was the mokum of re'iyah, and re'iyah is where you see the emes. A dayan of paskins has to see the emestik of bechina. He has to see that bechina's emes of the Torah Kedoshah. Therefore, for example, it says by dying, as a dying's got to be careful not to take sheichad. Sheichad ya'aver eini chachamim means that you lose the re'iyah. What does it mean, ya'aver eini chachamim? It messes up the mind. What's it got to do with the re'iyah? Put it on the shmia. What are you doing putting on the re'iyah? It's lashon of blinding. The lashon of blinding is the pshat is because then, once you give sheichad, the Talmud Chacham won't see anymore the Torah. He won't have a bechin anymore of being roi mesakoilus. When you have the bechin of roi mesakoilus, you see one of the milas of a dying is that he doesn't budge. If he feels this is the psak din, is he doesn't budge. Like the Gemara is the psak din, the Gemara is that even the baskel comes out, by the Tanush al Achnoid, even if the baskel comes out and this and that, you don't budge. Why don't you budge? Because the imamish saw that this is the emes. The imamish saw that this is the emes. When they see this is the emes, that's the hepech of Shoichat. So Shoichat takes away that nekuda, and therefore once that nekuda is taken away, then already you can start going crooked. Once you see it as a re'iyah, you can't be mahara after re'iyah something you see. If I see something bechush, you can't tell me a svara faket. I see it. A svara faket is only when you lose the re'iyah, only when you lose the ezach chacham or royas and oilam. So Meila, therefore, since the Beis HaMikdash was a mokum of re'iyah, since the Beis HaMikdash was the mokum of where you could see, and it was so clear, it was absolutely crystal clear, so Meila, therefore, that's the vot, the Sanhedrin sat in the Beis HaMikdash. Because their form of psak is the hepech of eina, ya'ave eina chachamim. They have to see the Torah, they have to see the light of the psak din they're giving with such light that this is the emes lamite, they can mamish see the bechinas v'cholam roim sakoilis. And that's what Beis HaMikdash is very connected to the whole Mamet HaSinai, with the oroin, has the luchos, because the Mamet HaSinai was a Mamet of the Roya, and we have to be mamshech that re'iyah from the beginning of ponim beponim diba Hashem imochem. We have to be mamshech that koyach of re'iyah into all the piskei dinim when we're learning Torah. So Meida, therefore, that explains why the Parshas Mishpatim is next to Parshas Yisroi. That explains why the Shtosim Sanhedrin is on Mikdash, because the Sanhedrin have to have that koyach of re'iyah that's apparent in the Beis HaMikdash. And then they can paskin. Then emes lamito. So Meila, therefore, we can understand also the ending of the. The ritzia, the eved who wants to stay. So you make a ritzia oizen. And the ritzia oizen is because oizen zu shoshama al hasina ile signoif, and he went in his, and he stole. Pshat is a person. The pegam is when you make a hole in his ear, you poigim his oizen. His pegam was that he heard the koilus in Hasinai, but he couldn't have seen the koilus in Hasinai. That's the nakuda. The nakuda is if you've been royas a koilus, if you'd be that pechin of royas a koilus, then you couldn't have stolen. When you see the mekenish gamin. When you don't see it, then you can start. As far as you can be a blam, and you can be matter to steal. That's a mechin of ziyave yene. It was a ma'ave yene. So oizen zu shishama barasina, that's the pegam. The pegam is in the oizen, that he's only a shemeyan, he's not a roya, and that's why he make the ritzia boizen. That's the halacha that's coming, the first halacha that's coming from Parshas Yisrael. So that's one nekuda to explain why the connection. Ve'ilam mishpatim, seeing the emes dikayt of Torah, the re'iyah, seeing the emes dikayt of Torah.